Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number three, talking to Max Keiser, who is on fire. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a mathematical certainty. Every economist we've had on for more than 12 years, from George Humphrey right through to Webster Tarpley, has broken down that once they launch derivatives, it's a mathematical certainty that if the bankers can tie us to their fraudulent debt, it's over. And they've tied the dollar to it, and now they're reorganizing this new global SDR basket based in a new fiat system they control so they can buy up the planet through fraud. As Thomas Jefferson said, if we ever let private bankers control the issuance of currency and credit, our children will wake up homeless on the continent their forefathers conquered. Max, in the 4 minutes we've got left in this short segment, we better have a revolution of understanding. You know, Egyptians knew the tyranny they were under. People in Tripoli knew the tyranny they were under in Libya. The average American still doesn't understand that the Federal Reserve is the enemy. Though we've gone from Ron Paul having one co-sponsor to being able to pass his audit the Fed in the House, and though Gallup polls and others show over 80% do want to abolish it, people need to understand this is the number one issue.
People of Cairo, try to take bargain, buy silver. People of Cairo, listen to me.
Sorry, Alex. I was just trying to get my part of the revolution started. I was just listening to that commercial for Diamond Gusset Jeans about some people down in America crying.
America's finished.
Meanwhile, the people in Cairo are dancing in the streets because they just staged a successful revolution. They're dancing here. They're happy. They're full of pride and integrity that they overthrew a dictator. Stop crying. Stop whining. Stop being a big freaking baby. Revolt. You must revolt now or you're going to be in prison, in the prison planet. You must do it now.
You're calling for revolt. You mean peaceful mass demonstration, kind of like what they're doing in Wisconsin, taking over the Capitol?
Well, Wisconsin's a great example. The people, I think the people in Wisconsin don't fully understand the issues that are at stake because they're defining their issues in that right, that fake left paradigm that you talk about all the time. I think they need to understand that everyone in Wisconsin is a loser if Scott Walker, who's a representative of the banking kleptocracy and the Koch brothers kleptocracy, if he wins, everybody loses. Nobody wins if he wins. So they have to understand that mentality. And they're right to march on the Capitol building. 70,000 people did. That's spreading to Ohio. I say from Ohio to Cairo. From Ohio to Cairo, let freedom ring. And when it's a peaceful revolution, we saw it here. You don't need to be violently uprising. You don't even need a leader. All you need is an idea. You let that idea percolate on the social networks and act on that idea. Literally, it happened overnight here, Alex, in Cairo. I was talking to a guy, interviewed him for my show today. He said one day we were playing video games on the internet and didn't think at all about this movement or this revolution. And within one day, it just sparked within a day. The next day, they were in Tahrir Square, a million strong. It happened that quickly because all it takes is an idea now, and the social networking is able to give the voice an action, and it can happen quickly. So, it was Madison, Wisconsin, Ohio. Of all these states in America that are going bankrupt, people are imposing austerity measures. The bankers want Americans to eat the austerity measures for the mistakes that they made.
Max, we're out of time. Max, we're out of time. We appreciate you reporting from the Middle East for us. Where are you headed next?
I might be going back to Paris, or I might be going to Oman. I'm not sure. I'll know more tomorrow.
Well, if you do that, we want to have you pop back in this week, even if it's Sunday from the 4 to 6 p.m. program. It'll be at like midnight your time. But, Max, we really appreciate you joining us. Is this not Buck Rogers science fiction? He's on a rooftop over the Nile talking to us live time from 8,000, 9,000 miles away from Cairo, Egypt. And we're here in Austin, Texas, bouncing off satellites all over the world. Max Keiser, always great hearing from you. We'll talk to you again very soon. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. but after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-308. 0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Yeah. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Don't talk about politics or religion. This is all the equivalent
of enemy propaganda rolling across the picket line. Lay down, GI. Lay down, GI. We saw it all through the 20th century. And now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization.
I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world.
I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control me even more. I want freedom. That's what I want. And that's what you should want.
It's up to each and every one of us to turn loose just some of the greed, the hatred, the envy. And yes, the insecurities, because that is the central mode of control. Make us feel petty, small, so we'll willingly give up our sovereignty, our liberty, our destiny.
We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery, not the century of lies and even no significance and classism. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right.
What a bunch of garbage, liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control you, two sides of the same coin.
Two management teams bidding for control, the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated. The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me? Humankind is too good. We're not a bunch of underachievers. We're going to stand up, and we're going to be human beings. We're going to be the real things, the things that matter. creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit. Well, that's it. That's all I got to say. See you, Corey.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live. And I tell you, I knew about him as being one of the most powerful sluggers ever in baseball. And I'd also seen him in the news a few years ago as, you know, this fabulous investor, and a lot of analysts saying he was the best out there for an individual. Then I saw the supposed fall of Lenny Dykstra, like so many other companies that the banks basically manipulated and cheated. And I had a chance to spend a lot of time with him when I was out in Los Angeles a few weeks ago, and he was on with us for that epic, off the charts, off the rails interview with Charlie Sheen last week that Lenny or I did not know was going to happen. We were going to get him, Charlie, on to talk about how he was clean. We witnessed him with the nurse there doing the urine test, blood test, you name it, how proud of him we were. But he was mad about some of the executives demonizing him and attacking him while he was down. And it's obviously the biggest story in the world right now. And without getting into any details, I had a nice hour and a half discussion with Charlie Sheen and Lenny via at Charlie's office last night. The media keeps asking me to comment on Charlie. I haven't been, or give them inside information. I have all the inside information because I don't talk about it. Charlie is my friend. I know him as a loving, compassionate, really smart guy who's been totally clean for the previous 6-plus years I knew him. Went off the rails a little bit, got wild. Now he's got the endorphins flowing. The media calls it mania. I call it normal. When you kick, you know, serious substance use by yourself, no prescription drugs, no nothing. He's off everything except life. But I wanted to originally get Lenny on, but then we got into the Sheen thing because he was going to be part two of the interview, dealing with the fact that I remember 4 or 5 months ago hearing everybody in the community and lawyers and that were in the Wall Street Journal and USA Today that we got on, who were beating banks in Florida and Connecticut and New York and California. They were mentioning Lenny Dykstra and the big case with J.P. Morgan and how he'd won and how this was devastating to the bankers. And I was going, Lenny Dykstra, that's that guy that they said went belly up or whatever. That's that famous baseball player. And then, boom, I'm at Charlie's house. In comes through the door to eat swordfish with us at dinner is Lenny Dykstra. Talked to the guy for like 8 hours, you know, from like 5 in the afternoon or whatever until 2, 3 in the morning when he left. And really came off as a very interesting and genuine person. And Lenny was blown away because for about 2 hours we sat around Charlie's kitchen island standing up, looking at his court cases, looking at his 200-plus wins against the SEC, which nobody's ever done. I mean, Mark Cuban beat him once, and they came back at him. And Lenny was blown away because he's like, wow, who is this guy? He knows all about the bank fraud and the mirrors and how Lenny had all these houses and all this property and was doing great, and they suddenly called it all in on him, as they've done to so many others. And so I wanted to get Lenny on specifically about that today. Of course, for those that don't know who Lenny Dykstra is, he's not only an entrepreneur, he was a 3-time most valuable All-Star selection, World Series champion 1986, the Silver Slugger winner 1993, known in the baseball sites that I've looked at as one of the hardest players ever. And that's a guy who'd run full speed right into the wall to catch a pitch. And I tell you, he's been in Charlie's corner behind the scenes trying to, you know, cool things down a little bit with everything that's happening. And I'm telling you, we're all blessed to have Lenny Dykstra here today. But I tell you, you're an amazing guy, Lenny. I mean, I don't get on there and tell folks I like somebody unless I really, as George Bush would say, look into their soul. But you are an awesome guy and an awesome friend to Charlie. And now I count you as a friend. We now talk every day on the phone. I mean, where were you my whole life, Lenny?
Well, I'm glad to be on the winning team now. I'm actually always on the winning team, but hey, listen, I appreciate you having me on. And again, all the things that you did say about Charlie Sheen are correct. Charlie Sheen is an amazing person. He's an individual. this is about. This is about him entertaining this country with his talent. And he's one of the best, or probably the best at what he does right now. And so I think they're all smart enough to realize that, and this will hopefully all have a happy ending here, and that's what America wants, and that's what America deserves.
Yeah, I don't want to say too much, but there may be some really positive row ending events coming up very soon.
Yeah, they possibly could. You know, I mean, look, Charlie right now is a guy that is probably the single hottest human on the planet. I mean, I think he started a Twitter account, which I think was your idea, by the way, Alex. And I think he went through the rails and then hit over a million people on his first day out.
Yeah, it's so, a million and a half right now in a day and a half.
And
it's now in the Guinness Book of World Records. Yeah, it's going to be.
And so, Alex, that means you should be in the Guinness Book with him because that was your idea. Anyways, I'm waiting for ideas from you to tell me how to get against the World Records.
Well, I've got another idea that if Charlie does, it'll be even bigger. But we'll see. I don't want to push him too hard. But he's certainly doing a great job on that front. Now, people want to hear about Charlie a little bit. We're going to go to break here in a minute, and then finish talking about that and get into your. You've got a great old website showing in the last year your defeat of J.P. Morgan, your defeat of the SEC, the actual documents. You're opening your life up to everybody. You're showing people how that you beat them, and it's exactly what other lawyers I've had on who've been beating them have said. And that's right. What's really, you're at the heart of causing Mortgagegate. Where they set you up, you're now exposing it. We're going to talk about that. But without getting into too much about what we talked about last night with Charlie and that hour and a half discussion, when I knew him, he was focused, smart, but now he really is unchained. And he mainly jokes around in those interviews and people take it serious. But in person last night, he was like a laser beam. And every idea we had, he was already a couple of steps past us. But again, folks, obviously we just can't talk about it. We know basically everything, but we can't talk about it. And I wish we could, but we're going to see what happens.
Sounds good.
I mean, is there anything we can talk about? I guess we really should.
I mean, look, the thing we can talk about is the first thing is I got hit by a lot of pitches, but not that many. So let me name my website. It's stopthegreedybanks.com. And then so everybody could kind of know, last time I was on the domain name was a little bit different. So again, Alex helped me, again, and that's, again, stopthegreedybanks.com. But the bottom line is with Charlie, here's the deal. The deal is this, at the end of the day, somebody's got to win and somebody's got to lose. So Charlie talks about winning all the time because he's a winner. That's what's going to happen. That's the only thing I can tell you that's going to happen is that if he wins, then America wins, okay? And the bottom line is, like you said, Alex, I mean, you had him on the show, and, you know, Charlie wanted to say his piece, and he did. But again, now everything's coming full circle. It's time to get back to work, and I think Charlie's a smart enough guy to realize that. I know he's smart enough because I was with him all day yesterday, and he's a genuine, dear friend. Not only to me, but to you, and he's the kind of friend that you can count on your hand because you don't have many of those that are loyal. So anyway, without further ado, I'll let you go to your break, but I'll just point out again, there should be some positive stuff happening here in the future, very near future, in fact, and why wouldn't there be? I mean, it's a win-win for everybody, and that, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. The results are what matters, winning, okay? That's what the key is.
Well, plus he stood up against the whole Hollywood system, and if he loses, it hurts everybody standing up against this system. There are a lot of other big Hollywood people thinking about going political and coming out of their shells, and so a lot is riding on this. But I want to get back to your website, and we're going to put it up on screen as we go to break. It's a beautiful website. The information is all of your cases, the documentation, the court cases, all laid out for everybody, and the website is stopthegreedybanks.com. That's stopthegreedybanks.com. Go see the proof of Lenny, also known as Nails, defeating J.P. Morgan, defeating it for everybody out there with these predatory lenders. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Be Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
For many of you who may not know who Lenny Dykstra is, the website StopTheGreedyBanks.com. One word, StopTheGreedyBanks.com. We'll put it up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers so they can see the URL as well, or they can call 800-728-4981 for information. The whole site has how he's beaten them repeatedly now, and we're going to walk through that. In fact, Lenny, I want you to take us back, after I play this clip, to your laptop open, because I wanted to see the information. Charlie and I and you for
for 2 hours of that 8-hour meeting or whatever it was, they're going over all your documents, the mirrors, the fraudulent filings, the scam that is the bankruptcy courts, how they changed your bankruptcy, what they're doing to millions of Americans. But first, here's Lenny a few years ago before the banks shut him down. Here's what the National News and Jim Cramer had to say about his stock picks, which the scoreboard doesn't lie. He was making great picks. Here it is.
And just in case you're thinking that nobody who sounds like Yogi Berra can be that successful in the world of high finance, don't take my word for it.
I think people don't think of Lenny as sophisticated. But I am telling you, Bernie, that not only is he sophisticated, but he's one of the great ones in this business. He's one of the great ones.
Lenny Dykstra.
Lenny Dykstra. Lenny Dykstra.
Lenny.
Lenny Dykstra. I know. It's like Lenny Dykstra. Now, come on, Jim. Lenny Yeah.
Welcome to Mad Money. Welcome to Cramer.
All right, folks. So we've got a few minutes here before we go to break. Long segment coming up. But, Lenny, break down what happened to you in a nutshell. Then we'll go into more detail what the banks did to you. And then when we come back, you're the underdog. Came from nowhere as this top slugger, underdog, doing great in the stock market. Then they shut you down. Now you're back beating them in court, the underdog winning again, rising like the phoenix.
Well, let me just make something clear. Jim Cramer is the only one that's been right. By the way, I'm still going. My nailsinvestments.com, I'm now 205-0, okay? That website, that company that I have where I help people make money through stock picks, it's still going today, okay? I didn't get stupid overnight, okay? Bottom line is, I got put in a situation where I was set up to fail by J.P. Morgan, okay? And at the end of the day, when they want you to fail, it's called equity stripping, it's called predatory lending, whatever you want to call it. You can't beat them, okay? I didn't get stupid overnight, okay? I did not get stupid overnight. When they promise you one thing and do another, then that's a problem. Okay?
Well, in a nutshell, describe how you went from the top of the world to being in trouble. Now you're back.
It's very simple. When they tell me, here's the deal. Let me in a nutshell. I tell them I have $125,000 a month coming in from cash flow that I sold my car washes and had a 10-year cash flow stream.
You made $54 million off the car washes.
Right. I was carrying some paper, and I took some interest on a note to pay me $125,000 a month. And then again, not that smart of a guy, but smart enough to know if I got $125,000 and I tell them I got a $50,000 nut on one house, there's $75,000 left. Well, I don't want to go up to that $75,000. I tell them if you bring me a loan back for $49,000 as a payment, no money down, then we can do business. Well, guess what? I show up at escrow. They change all the deals. They tell me how they're going to refi me. The same stuff. People don't want to hear the long stories. The bottom line is...
No, people need to hear how they do it because you've now beaten them in court.
Well, here's how they do it. They set you up to fail. It's called predatory lending at its finest. It's gone so far now that I now can show people, I can show the American families out there that are walking around in impending doom. I mean, if anybody, all the people out there listening, I know what they feel like. I know what it's like when you're walking around with nowhere to turn, nowhere to go. Well, I now have a solution. I now have a remedy where you can go in and seek recoupment and then lessen the defeat by these bankers. Because once they file a proof of claim, you now are on defense. They take the offensive mode. And the bottom line is through TILA, through RESPA, and HOPA, the bottom line is it's very simple. They're set-off claims. If they didn't do everything right, if they didn't qualify you under federal law, they have a fiduciary duty to do so. If they didn't do everything perfect, then you have claims and you have real options to get your house back or to get to the lesson of defeat and recover money. Period. End of story.
And we're going to walk through that when we come back from break, because on your website, stopthegreedybanks.com, one word, stopthegreedybanks.com, I spent hours and hours when I got back. You've got all the court cases, the documents. We're going to break here in a moment, but tell them about how the latest case where you beat J.P. Morgan, showing how they didn't do things right in the loan.
Well, I mean, with J.P. Morgan, I have a great attorney. His name is Moshe Mordner out of New York. And he's one of the attorneys that what we do is once we find that the loan's predatory, okay, we send it off to the attorneys. And then here's the deal. At the end of the day, the banks do not want to foreclose on homes. You know why? they get reimbursed anyway. So at the end of the day, what we want to do is show people how they can get their home saved. We can save people.
All right, stay there. Let's talk about your specific case beating them, though, because it's on record now. It's been in the L.A. Times. And then let's look at you beating the SEC. Nails is our guest. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, that we're pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, you can check out his predatory lending recovery website. You can give him a call, 800-728-4981, or the website stopthegreedybanks.com. And the information on the site is what all the lawyers and experts that we've had on the show, Randy Kelton, who's a pro se litigant like Nails, are saying the same thing. And that now they've gone from a few years ago saying, we're not robo-signing, we're not changing documents on you you don't know about, we're not overcharging you fees, we're not giving you loans designed to fail. Now it's admitted they have. But I mean, Lenny, tell us about the court case with J.P. Morgan, how you've beaten them in court specifically, and some of the tricks that the big banks engage in.
Well, here it is, and it's really, really something that, again, I'm a normal guy, okay? I played baseball. By the grace of God, I was able to hit a ball where people weren't standing and make millions of dollars. That being said, I was able to carry that over and understand that once you're done playing, if you don't have a paycheck, if you don't have guaranteed recurring cash flow, then you're going to have a problem. That being said, I had a lot of success, sold some car washes, made some money. And Wayne Gretzky, who everyone knows, had a home for sale, a home that I watched him build, one of the probably the most beautiful homes in the country. And so when I had an opportunity to buy this home, I wanted to buy this home at a certain price because, again, I put down the number. Here's the number I have available. Here's what I have to spend. Bank comes back and says, we can do it. We can get you this loan for this amount. This will be your payment. Okay, all good. Show up at escrow. They have a song and dance. They tell me how they can refi me into another loan. They give me half the amount of money. They say, but we have the other half lined up over here. You'll have to make one payment. We'll refi you in the same product. The bottom line is it doesn't matter how you get to it. It's set up from the beginning. They set you up to fail, okay? And, again, you're talking about a guy that didn't believe in corporate crime. I never even thought there was such a thing. But not only do I now know there's such a thing, I lived through it, okay? These people tried to kill me. And when I say tried to kill me, J.P. Morgan literally got in bed with a trustee, and a trustee is somebody that handles a bankruptcy case, and that's another story, but got in bed with him and hired him as their lawyer in 300 new cases. Now, that trustee is no longer with us. I'm the first guy to make a trustee resign in 35 years. Okay, he didn't resign because he wanted a long vacation. He resigned because he broke the law, and I caught him. Okay, and J.P. Morgan's been caught too. Their own expert not only said my loan was predatory, it was unconscionable. Okay, so when you have a DTI, a debt to income of 150%, okay, that doesn't work. The bottom line is they set you up to fail. It's equity stripping. It's predatory lending. Anything that you want to define it as, these banks are just pushing paper around.
Okay? But you also got into the mirrors and how they're not even filing deeds and things now where it's on record. They've sold the derivatives to hundreds of different people. You go into the fees they charge you that they're with the truth in lending statement they're not supposed to. This is why they're losing in court.
There is no mirrors. Mirrors is done. Okay, that's a joke in and of itself. The issue now, and you're right on point there, Alex, the issue now is standing. Okay, the issue now is standing.
How do they come into court? How do they come into court and prove they own your loan and they don't have the deed?
That's exactly right. There has to be a trustee transfer. What they were doing was rubber stamping these things. Now when you go back and you do not only a forensic audit, but you now do an audit that's a securitization audit, that shows everything, and they cannot prove that loan was legally transferred or bought by the other bank. That puts them in a position of no standing, okay? And the banks now are losing in court, and they'll continue to lose because what I'm doing right now is if you go on the Internet and read about me, I'm like some villain. I'm like an axe murderer.
Oh, yeah, they love to talk about when you were supposedly in trouble, but the fact that you're winning against J.P. Morgan in court, winning against the SEC, there's no news on that except for little footnotes.
The SEC, probably the most powerful government organization in the world, told me they were going to put me in jail. Okay, they said, no way you can be 100-some-and-0 picking these stocks. And I said, you want to investigate me? Go at it. They did. 10 months later, I have a letter, and it's a letter that I keep in front of me every day, and I look at it, and it says, Mr. Dykstra has done nothing wrong, okay, at the end of it, to sum it up. So, yes, they tried to take me down. This is all part of the banking system. They're all one group who tried to basically eliminate me off this planet, okay? And like I told them, I went into that courtroom and all these bankruptcy attorneys, because remember, let me make something clear. I filed a Chapter 11, Alex, reorganization, which Donald Trump's filed one 6 times. Many famous people have filed a Chapter 11. 2 weeks into my 11, I was converted illegally to a 7 because Fireman's Fund, the insurance company, illegally canceled my insurance. Okay? When they canceled my insurance, they violated the automatic stay. The automatic stay means that they can't do nothing without permission from the court. So out of nowhere, here I am with $100 million in assets, spun into a Chapter 7, which I don't even know what a Chapter 7 is. I'm in an 11. I have a way to...
A Chapter 7 lets them take control of you and do whatever they want.
And Bingo was his name, because they did try to take control of me. And what they did is, so far, they've billed me $1 million. I've paid them $1 million in fees. And my estate is went backwards. They've tried to mow down and give away all my assets, except the one asset that would have got me out of bankruptcy, my car washes, where the owners are in default on foreclosing on my car wash buyers. They haven't went after them yet, because guess what happens? If they go after them, I'm out of bankruptcy. And guess what? They don't get their fees. So at the end of the day, the whole system's corrupt. I mean, look, when I go to war, if I go to war, at least I want to be on a fair battlefield. At least give me a gun and you have a gun. Or a knife and you, against a gun. I had a fly swatter, but they had a shotgun. and that's the bottom line. And here's what happens. You walk through them doors, it's almost like they hand out sleeping pills or diet pills. It's, we're going to execute you pills, whatever. And like I told my attorney, about five of them I went through, I said, I'm not laying down and dying. I'm fighting, okay, because I'm right. And they're not going to take away everything that I worked my whole life for because they think they can. They think I'm just going to be like the rest of them and die. So be careful. Be careful, because if you're not, I'll keep fighting and I'll find a way to win. And that's what I did. And I can help the American people win too. I can keep families together. I can keep kids being
yeah,
with
that's parents. What your website covers is how you have been successful and what you learned through trial and error, what you discovered. Let's go over the top 5, 6, 10, whatever, different scams that big banks run that you've discovered that you can hold their feet to the fire by pointing out they violated the law in court instead of just going in there and not knowing the judge and the trustee and others are all playing inside baseball. You've been through the gauntlet so people can learn by your experience. As a frontline guy who went through this fire, came out even stronger on the other side, give us some of the points that are covered at StopTheGreedyBanks.com.
Here's the points that are covered. I take a 1, 2, 3 basic step approach. I want everybody to know their life is not over when they get put in a position where they can't make a payment. The bottom line is these banks have a fiduciary duty to qualify you under TILA. It's a federal law. There's no arguing it. They can't argue it. They either did it right or they did it wrong. There's about 1,000 different things that have to happen. And if they didn't do that, then guess what? You have rights. You have legal remedies where you can go in under TILA, under RESPA, and you can recover money, okay, and you can assert these defensive claims, okay? The bottom line is nobody has known how to do this. We have families out there right now, decimated. The American country, this country was built on the American family, is now being dismantled piece by piece. It cost me a 23-year marriage. I was married 23 years, okay? Because of J.P. Morgan, because of J.P. I'm not married now. Okay, I have a great wife, and she's a great mother.
And your son's in the major leagues.
And my son's, he's not in the major leagues yet, but he's playing for Milwaukee. He was a second-round draft pick. And you know,
I saw a blurb that he was about to go into him. I guess I was wrong.
He will be, because he's a winning player. And at the end of the day, Alex, in my book, you're either a winning player or a losing player. Because the ones in the middle, you can throw out, okay? I don't play that. But here's what I can do. For all these people that are walking around waiting for the electric chair, because that's what's happening. There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to turn. They do not know what to do. And they're afraid to ask. They won't even answer their phones. If they call my number on my website, we have the lawyers, we have the experts that can help them and save their homes. It's not too late. It's not too late. Trust me when I tell you.
Well, I'll say this. I've looked at your cases. I've looked at what you're doing, and it's right on from all the other top lawyers I know who are winning. I'm not getting lawyers on who haven't won. I've had a whole bunch of lawyers on who are in the USA Today, Wall Street Journal, winning, beating these major banks, and you're one of the trailblazers who's been able to do this and beating the SEC, StopTheGreedyBanks.com. We'll put your website back up on screen so I can give folks the number, 800-728-4981, 800-728-4981. 4981 if folks want to find out more. But so much of what you did, just informationally, is there on the sites, your documents, what you went through, what happened. Now expanding on this, 2 years ago, even 12 months ago, you talk about mortgage fraud. It didn't break till about 6 months ago that it was real, it was happening, it was premeditated, that they go into families and write them loans that they want to fail. What's their end game? Because if you've got millions, was it 2-3 million in foreclosure now, millions that have been foreclosed on, a lot of people in California are just staying in their houses. Other neighborhoods are now ghost towns. It's happening in other areas of the country. What's the end game here for the banks?
Here's the end game, and that's a great point. The end game is my attorney, by the way, I need to talk about him. His name's Moshe Mortner, Mortner Law, and the number 646-820-8770. Moshe Mortner with Mortner Law in New York is a brilliant attorney, and he's the one that put me in position to understand that my life isn't over. See, because what happens is, you have to understand, when you're going through foreclosure, you don't know what to do. There's nowhere to turn. There's no one that wants to hear it. There's no way to help. But guess what? There is a way now. And here's the end game. The banks, at the end of the day, they do not want to foreclose on these houses if they had an easier, softer way. So what we're going to do, what we've done, is there's more than meets the eye. Once we've defeated these banks in court like we're doing, we're now going to go to the banks and say, okay, this loan is predatory. Okay, this $1 million loan, we're going to pay you $500,000 for it. When we pay you $500,000, the banks are going to say, great, that's no problem. Guess why? The money that they lose between the 500 and the million, the majority of it, they get reimbursed anyway by the government. That's how crazy it is. So if
yeah, explain that, quantify that. They're already getting bailed out, so they're making money coming and going.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, the banks, there won't be court cases. What there'll be is us buying these loans from the banks at severe discounted rates, and then we will have an underwriting division, underwriting arm, that will qualify these homeowners the correct way. And by the way, we're not out to save the manatees, though. If somebody does not qualify for a loan, then they can't have that home. They will not be able to stay in that home. But the majority of them, if it's a $1 million loan and we were able to cut it down to $500,000, 99.9% of these people will be able to save their
home. And that's the big secret. The federal government isn't telling people that now in the last 2 years, the banks are negotiating, if you know what you're doing. But if you don't know what you're doing, the people perish for lack of knowledge. They will eat your lunch.
They'll eat your lunch. Your life's over. Look, Americans, the American people, the American family's biggest investment is their home. Okay? When you take away, and you literally, and by the way, it doesn't go away. You're hoping that it goes away. You're wishing it away. But guess what? As the day gets closer and closer and closer, they come and they lock you out of your home. You have nowhere to go. You end up with divorce. You end up with kids and grow up without a mother and a father. And it's a trickle-down effect.
Well, Lenny, what I love about you is, for a while, you were pretty much homeless. You didn't go cry in your milk. You got fired up, got the facts, and went out with nothing and beat these people.
Well, you're right, and it's not something that I'm proud of. But what I did is I did what I have to do. Okay, one of the things I wasn't going to do is I wasn't going to just get on my knees, put my hands behind my head, and let them execute me, because that's what they do in them courtrooms. And so when somebody
well, that's what you were known for in the major baseball. You didn't start fights, but every time they slugged you or some guy attacked you, you beat the tar out of them.
That's right. You know why? Because I used to tell my teammates, why are you talking to the other team? They're trying to take our money. Well, that's the problem I have with sports now. Everyone's friend. Look, we're playing for real money. That's the business we're in. We play to win, okay? Now, if you think playing in the major leagues was hard, okay, and by the way, just remember some quick example. If you want to play shortstop for the Yankees, you have to take Derek Jeter's job. Okay, so it's very, very difficult. The odds of making it to the major leagues are astronomical. But that was a walk in the park compared to what I've been through the last 2 years, Alex. I don't want pity. I don't want anybody to feel sorry for me. Because you know what? Our country's about what have you done for me lately? Okay, so I'm about going forward, not backwards. I look at what the situation, what happened, what caused the situation. I try to talk to my advisors. I remedy it, and I go forward, and I fix it. I don't live in the past because it does nobody any good. I can't change what happened. I can change going forward. That's the bottom line.
Well, incredible information in your case beating J.P. Morgan and your victories against the SEC. It's all at StopTheGreedingBanks.com, and folks can see your investment record at NailsInvestment.com, correct?
That's right, and every day they go to that site. I still give 3 picks a week. I've made my investors over $600,000, okay, that they've made. I have loyal subscribers that have stuck with me through the thick and thin. Because guess what? Remember, I didn't get stupid overnight. No, that's not what happened. I got put in a situation by a bank that they're criminals, okay?
Well, Lenny, it's the oldest story in the book. They come, have you sign a contract 20 years before for the farm. You don't read the little clause about how they can demand all the note whenever they want, and a year before, you've paid 19 years, you're doing okay, your farm's making money, every farmer knows this story. A year before, they come back and say, well, now we want 12 payments up front, you didn't read the fine print 19 years ago. And you go, I'll have the final 12 payments each month, but I can't pay them now. Boom, they take your farm. So that's how they run it. You pay for 19 years on a 20-year loan, and they get you in the last year if you don't have the money right there. Our guest is Lenny Dykstra, also known as Nails. The website, StopTheGreedyBanks.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Twitter.com/TheRealAlexJones. We'll be right back. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF Shower Filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass Spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
sent dossiers every year for 11 years by insiders of what Bernie Madoff was doing, and they protected him. You've heard Bob Chapman break it down here. The system is designed to shut down small operators. It's designed to nitpick. Remember what happened when Charlie Sheen was going to do the new loose change? And I knew about it a year before it came out in the news. I couldn't talk about it. Mark Cuban was called and threatened. I was in phone calls with these guys and told by the SEC on the phone, since you're going to make this film, we're going to put a magnifying glass down your throat. He made a couple $100,000 in stock trades, and they claimed it was a fraud when the guy's worth $5 billion, didn't even know what was going on. He beat them. They came back again. And it's the same thing. The SEC is a criminal organization run by the megabanks, the offshore criminals, to destroy this country and destroy the individual and to shut down small businesses. And, Lenny, I can only commend you for your fighting spirit, because I've read your cases, I've looked at the information at StopTheGreedyBanks.com, and I'm just glad that you, along with many other Americans, are starting to beat these people, and now they're having to admit the fraud. I mean, that's a big victory. That's got to feel good, because, you know, a year and a half ago when this was starting up for you, people didn't know this information, or I guess 2 years ago. Now, you know, it's time for the media to actually look at what happened to you.
And what I'll tell you is this, okay, Americans need to understand they have a legal and there's a real remedy, okay, that they have to recoup or to lessen the claims that these banks are trying to do when they're trying to steal your homes. And that's what they're doing. They're stealing homes. They're basically putting you in a loan where you're set up to fail. They're pushing paper. I mean, look, the bottom line is, the notes are owned by a bunch of pension funds that are now suing J.P. Morgan. I don't want to get into that. That's another story, okay? These notes, they were securitized backed by a bunch of different funds. It's not even real money. They're literally just pushing paper and transferring paper around. And then at the end of the day, what happens is the people suffer. The American families are the ones that suffer. I have a way where I can help these people, and I can show them what I did. I lay it all out on my website. I hang it all out there. I show them. I show them the court documents. I show them that they have real legal remedies when they are getting foreclosed on, that they have to understand that there is a code, the United States Code, okay? It's 1601, Title 15 of the United States Code, TILA, and defense is based on recoupment, fraud, breach of fiduciary duty, and negligent misrepresentation, okay? This is something that they have. There are grounds for remedies. Their life is not over. And that's the problem, Alex. People think they can't beat these big banks because they're behemoths. Look at J.P. Morgan has $650 billion in the bank in cash, okay? In cash, okay? That being said, nobody thinks they think there's no way out. And that's what I thought until I met my attorney, Moshe Mortner, out of New York under Mortner Law, and he gave me real hope. He showed me a way out. We came in a back door. We came in through federal law, which is undisputed. You cannot argue it.
By the way, the lawyers I've been interviewing say go federal as well. They say sue the big banks, get into court. They'll immediately settle because they know that they've broken so many laws. It'll make your head spin. Folks can find out more at StopTheGreedyBanks.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Twitter.com/RealAlexJones. We're going to be using Twitter more and more. I'm going to follow my own advice I gave Charlie Sheen 2 weeks ago to get a Twitter account. So, again, Twitter.com/RealAlexJones. I talk the talk. Don't walk the walk. Twitter.com/RealAlexJones or StopTheGreedyBanks.com, our site's InfoWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. By the way, on the Rolling Stone attack piece, the listeners think it's an attack piece. I think it's fairer than some. Almost 100%, 99% of the comments are on our side. Lenny Dykstra, great job, brother. Let me say bye to you here during the break.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.